you know what? You didn't look back. They're wondering. They're trying to figure out, why haven't you looked back? They're trying to see if they can understand what's going on. But little did they know, they've been understood. But what end up happening is understanding can sometimes be lost in individuals who have no knowledge of what they're looking for in life. You give them understanding. You give them clarity by everything that you do. Now that you do what you do, instead of them hating and talking about you and saying bad things, all they want to do is try to figure out you. Because the old you was that terrible. The old you was that horrible that they didn't care. They just saw all of the wrong, but the positive things and the good overweighs all the wrong by a million merits or a million deeds times 10. Because at the end of the day, all that you went through, all that you was, you have become better from within. So that same aggressiveness you had in the streets, that same aggressiveness you had at the workplace, they still feel it, but it's more of a joy. It's more of a good feeling that they want to be around. So now all the ones that you thought that was hating you, they have become to support you in a bigger scale, in a bigger way. How are you going to carry it? Are you going to sit back and get comfortable now? Are you not going to move forward? Are you going to let everybody just support you while you do nothing to give them what satisfied them the whole time? Oh no, that's called being weak. And we don't deal with weaknesses. You know what we do? We take weaknesses and we build them up as if it's sea moss building up a cell in your body. We begin to work on it and we cleanse it and we get that wrong out of it. And we let everybody see that it has changed for the better. Not for a like or a view on social media, but more for an understanding of that knowledge that you have brought forth in action. And we can never forget that now that you have gotten there, looking back, performing for the crowd, becomes something that you do not want to do. Now you want to heal the crowd with words, with encouragement, with nourishment to their body, their mind, and their soul. Now you're giving more than hope. You're giving out honor and you're restoring it in the hearts of the people. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not talking about that honor that the gangsters like John Gotti and the other ones were mentioning it. No, we're speaking of the honor that comes with purity, that comes with the strength of only one God. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said what about the people? He said that the better of the people was the ones who was of wrong first and became better. Stay forward. Go getting. Not worried about nothing, but giving out that encouragement to that soul. Because while you feed yourself, others will be fed. It's up to you to keep it going, because now it's based off of energy. How are you going to carry it? Are you going to sit around and just do a couple jumping jacks when you know you can throw some burpees in there? How are you going to carry it? Are you just going to talk about what you're going to do and how good you're going to be at doing it and you ain't done nothing yet? No, teach, heal. Not with medicine, with honor. Restore it in the hearts of the people. Because that's what King Erna come to do, live and direct.